arba, as opposed to hu arba. Hu arba, the famous chesravotim sugi and lam dalma base. That's hu arba is a nisbach, is really an addendum to the previous sugi of Amar of Yosef of Gochin Melochish of Ravidi Baravin. Hu arba the omer, the two dots we should have been after the before Rav Bar Sharshan, but. And the Lechoru Arva, certainly according to Ritva, is another example of the din. No, we'll see in a moment. What's the din of Arva? There is a halacha of Arva, so if a person can be able to be a guarantor for a loan. The sugya is primarily in Get Poshet. Kuf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Beis. A person can assume responsibility for another loan. And sometimes the malda will only give the loan conditional on there being an orev. However it works out, there can be a shivud of an orev to a malva. A malva can create two shivudim with one loan, to a loiv and to an orev. So ahu arve the omal loiva havli meyazuzi the prati la malva iluch vahoshtora. Omale la praticha. Omar lav. Hadarta shekaltinu minoi. That's the case. The orev has the shtar al law. Usually that means that the orev can now go to the loiva and say, if I have the shtar al law, so now that means you have to pay me. That's the normal course of events. The shivud that we have between the loiva and the malva shifts now to be a shivud from the loiva to the orev. Fine? Elamai, there's one wrinkle over here, and that is that the loiva claims, and this claim is accepted. The loiva says, I paid you back already. Accepted. Finished. Elamai, the machlokes between the orev and the loiva is, was there a new alva or not? Was there a new alva? So the orev says there was a new alva, and the alleged loiva says there was no new alva. This was a machlekes, and when did the loiva owes the malva money? When the loiva owes our money, fine. So lechayra, hamoytz mechal araya, right? Elamai. So our sugya comes in the heels of the previous sugya. Ravidi Baravin sent this up to a bina. Bai says, but you know what to do. You passed from the dinner ready. So vayis tachoyis. What's the issue over here? The issue is that I have lechayra. The issue is that Rava should say, have a migoy. I come in with a beautiful star. Everybody's masking that this star creates the shibud between the loiva and the orev. And if I would have said nothing, if I would have said I have a star, and I wouldn't have admitted that to the loiva's claim that he paid me, so I'd be able to say I have a star. Elamai, I admit, so now I have a migoy. Migoy that I could have been quiet, the same migoy as before. I could have used an inappropriate shtar. Let's not get to the details of what is mezuyah for the shtar. But an inappropriate shtar. I could have used a misplaced shtar. And I didn't use it. So mamash, the same deal as before. Same thing that the same gochin velochish in shtar zayifu miya shtar ma'al yahavali. So he's not saying shtar ma'al yahavali. He's saying this goof is the shtar. But and this was a good shtar. But nimchal shibudoi. The shtar is finished, but I have a new alva. So I have a migoy. And Rabbi Yosef says, Chas b'yalma. So Rabbiya says, no, so Rabbiya says, this is your deal, this is your dinner ready. Right? No. According to the Ritva, the sugi is over. Why? Because the Ritva is 2 days over here. One day is that Rabba just wanted to find out how did Rabbiya task in the din. Sorry, Ravidi Baravin. Kai gavna mai pirush writes the hoyle dasim yoimar kidvarav. Nope. So according to Ritva, it's a third case. So we shouldn't expect any chidushim. So now we can discuss about hilchas or if we want. We can get involved in the din of nimchal shibudei by shtar. But in terms of our sugya, the sugya of machloekes rishonim with the sugya, so whether it's a migal hoitzi sugya, whether it's a migoy. Al bonui al sheker sugya, whether it's a sugya of a binoi bonui al shtar shtar mezuyif, equotation marks, whatever it is, but it's almost the same sugya. Finished. We just want to know. And Abaye Taka says to Rabbi Rabban, I hold like you, I pass like you, and therefore, Heichad the Kaima Kaima, you cannot be Moitzi. End of story. Elamai, the Ridva says there is another way to look at the sugya. L'chara, if I was bothered by, why should we have a third sugya? Maybe why is Rabbi Edi now? If Edi wants to know Abaye Shita, so I'm asking Abaye Shita. Wait, there was a halacha l'maisa case. I don't know. And I certainly, according to Rashbam says that it was a little bit of a new cheshbon over there. We have to figure there is a harchav of the previous sugya. So to figure out what's the harchav of the previous sugya. So again, according to the first day in the Ritva, however, we have to say what are our three shittas in the previous sugya. Either the Rimi Gash, do we say migalaitzi or not? So the Ritva may say he doesn't hold up the Rimi Gash, but if we would impose this ha'ara of the Ritva and the Rimi Gash, no, another migalaitzi sugya, fine. Sometimes same psak as before. If we were to take the Shitas of Rishonim who say, are we going to build a Migoy and this kind of a star, like the Nusach of Ramban, like the Nusach of the Ridvan, who quotes the Ramban, along the lines of the Rashbam, even though we interpret the Ridvan a little bit differently, but in this you say, in this issue it's the same. Same thing over here. We have a star which may not be a star Mezuyev, may not be a star Ambona, whatever it is. This is a little bit different. This was Mamish, a functioning star once. But Lamaisa, whether it was never a good star, or whether it was once a good star and now it's Nimchal Shibudai, L'chavar should not matter significantly. So the Machlaikas is, do we build a Migoy on a star that is almost as useless as it was before? That's going to be the Ritva's next Ha'or. Or, if you say like the Ri, like the other Rishonim, that's a certain kind of a Migoy. Like Tosis and Bava Metzia, Migad Ivoy Shasak, or Migad Ivoy Shaker. No, so that'll be just another example. Fine. But now, the Ritva says, there's another way to look at this. What's the other way? It's not such a big lie. In a Sheker Kolkach. This would not sell in America. What does it mean? You have different shurim in Sheker. Ein a Sheker Kolkach, Kemoy Beziv, Mervishin Yoyser Nochain. So the Ritva says, I could give you another teretz, but I like the first teretz. I like the teretz that this is no, that we should, that there is no new, there's no chiddush in this third case. Just to identify a bayis shita. Why? Because the Ritva says, as he said a moment ago, that a star perua, that if a person uses a star perua, he's using it's a sheker. Because a star can be given melkuchos. I can steal with a star. I can even in this particular case where I claim that the loiva owes me money and all I want is yosher. I'm using a star for yosher. However, I'm using a sledgehammer for yosher. Why? Because I'm using a document and I can be given melkuchos for this star. So even though I'm all I want is emes, right? That's the previous case as well. All the guy wants, he wants his money back. Gochin v'lochish. Right? All he wants is karka back. But he's using, so before we used something which was mezuyif mamash, shtar almona. Now he's using something that was not mezuyif mamash. But right now, he can, it's the lashon of Ritva is interesting. He's saying it's a sheker because that I could use this letroy flukuva shalaikidin. So that's the va'avlu lashoise. And he says, and I'll show you that this star is as sheker as the star amana, because this, like a star amana, is avlu lashoise. You shouldn't be holding on to a star amana. You should not be holding on to this star. Because this star is, you can use it to be given lukuva, you can use it to be a gazlan. So you shouldn't be holding on to a tool that could make you into a gazlan. So that's the that's why the Ritva holds that even though you could make a distinction, he says he likes the first day better. What is the day that he intimates that he alludes to? Mishumdocha ein a sheker kol kach. What does that mean? Ein a sheker kol kach. L'chayra, that's l'chayra that is fits into the Ramban of the Ri. L'chayra fits into the Ramban because the Ritva defends the Ramban sheet. But the question is, can you build a migoy on a star sheker? So there's the Rav Yosef says it's a it's a chasvi alma. And Rava says no, still a good migoy. So now the question is, so Rabbi Yehovin said that before he paskin mitams, well, before he paskin that Beisdin should not be moitzi moment based in a migoy that's built on a shtar sheker. What about a migoy which is built on an emistik ishtar? The Rav said a less sheker than kishtar. And a shtar which is less sheker. And I said, why is it less sheker? Right now, it's a shtar shevim chal shibudai. So why is it less sheker? Why is it less sheker than a shtar amana? A shtar shevim chal shibudai. It's a useless shtar. That's the Ritva's horror. It isn't less sheker. So we can try to figure out on what nakuda, what significant nakuda is it to say this shtar is a little bit less sheker. Right. We also have to figure out the Rashbam. Maybe it'll be the same Yisrael, we'll see. The Rashbam, you have to remember, the Rashbam in this sugya we explained in two possible ways. One is a libidashit Rav Shimon, that the Rashbam is saying, remember the phrase, kol koichoi. So that sounds like the Reb Shimon. Oh, we suggested that the Rashbam may be very similar to the Ramban. Shall we call Koyche v'cheskosei, sorry, v'karka. Or it could be along the lines of the Ramban. That do we build a migoy which ultimately is dependent on a shtar that should not be presented in court. So we explained the Rashbam along the following lines, that saif, I'm a baal din, I'm in court either because of the shtar. So does that give me the status of being b'chal a baal din? So now what do we have over here? So the Rashbam explains. Look at the Rashbam. Sholach lei Mai. So again, what are we trying to understand? We're trying to understand now what was the Havamina of Ravida Bar Oven. What is the Chiddush of this Sugya? To say that this Sugya is like the other Sugya. So the Rashbam says, Kai Gavna Mai. Deloy Domi Kol Kach L'Shtar Mil V'Leil. So the Rashbam is rejecting the first position, the Ritva, that really is the exact same Sugya. Deloy Domi Kol Kach L'Shtar Malva. And it sounds very much like the Ritva's second line. The Paskinan Kirav Yosef to Hosom Moide Hoyo Bala Shtar Shtar Acher Hoyo Loi Veneva Velokach Hazel Yis Biodoi Lizakos Lizchus. That's very good according to our Loshim. Lokach Hazel Yis Biodoi Lizchus to be a Baldover to show up in court. Voice Mizuyu for Mamish. Leinichtav al milveze hilchach hivse deheicha dekay mezuzah tekom avol hocha lehoya laarmev shtar acher me oylam kiyim ze vilchach afol gab de perinu. So now this is going to be the crucial line of the Rashbam, right? Because the Rashbam was explaining why this shtar has something more significant, more substantial than a shtar amon, a shtar mezuyif. Afal gab de pervinu, kevon de hode shaklinu, kilu loy pervinu dami, v'chayim leforoi. Tapela. He already paid it up. But since he reborrowed, so it's kilu as if he didn't pay up. Ayitochen. He paid up. That means the shtar is nimchal shibudai. It's finished. Can't be goyve melkuches. Sma says can't even be goyve in the chorin. I dilma mikol makay maydu sheparay vekaymul on star shel love boy paray ne khayzer ve loyve boy she findim khal shibudai vay shtar khas bi almu shach in mem khaz brings a raya from this line to the smaz sheet to the small holes that a star shindim khal shibudai you can't even use to be gave mibnei churban. In other words, this situation where I'm using a used up shtar to be a raya for another alva. So normally a shtar has the ability to be given malkuchas. So the Sma says that a shtar should imchal shibud. I have a shtar. I have Reuven's ksav yad that he borrowed money from. I have two items that he borrowed money from. So I have a shtar, man. All I'm claiming is I want b'nei churban. So the Sma says nothing. You cannot even collect b'nei churban in this case. So Shach says it's l'charaya. We pass him this way. Tumim explains the Nesivus quotes. The Nesivus quotes the Tumim that says that the Edim are Edim in a previous halva. So Mela, it sounds intuitive. So I have no Edim in this new halva. The emphasis is the Tumim is a little bit difficult because Edim are not Edim in halva. Edim are Edim on a Eschaibus and a Shiva. As in the Sivus doesn't like the Tumim's approach. Tumim's arrived from Yerushalmi. And the Sivus is a Chiddush. That Pshat and Nimchal Shibud means it's that the Koyach Hashtar is bottle. So he says once the Koyach Hashtar is bottle with Mitzas, it's like Edish is bottle, Mitzah is bottle. And the whole Koyach Hashtar is. It's not a star anymore. A star they cannot accomplish. Givim im Shubod was not a star. But the side point. Question of here is, L'chayra, how do we understand this Rashbam? Again, the question that we're focusing on is, what is the chiddush of these few lines? So the Ritva says, because it's a little bit less of a sheker. No, Tzarechiyin. The Rashbam says that there was Edi bar oven and a havamina. What was the havamina? That if I take a star, shendim chal shibudai, and I admit that the star is already paid off, but I'm still holding on to the star. So there's a question of ki'ilu loy parenu dami. That if I now borrow again, it's ki'ilu this star we made on this new alva. So Abayi says, no, not correct. But what was Rebbe Rav in Suffolk? What was this question, according to the Rashbam? Why should it be ki'ilu that I have a new alva there? Ki'ilu that I have a star on the old alva. What's his brother? No? What?
It seems like the beginning of the Rashbam. The point is,
Kilo Perino Gabi Lahinia, but it's not considered to be Mizuyo. Therefore, it's saying that it really amounts to the integrity of the Migo is undermined based on a false star. The sheker of the star.
Yeah, the contrast earlier in the star with not being mezuyif mamish.
Yeah.
The first one is mezuyif mamish, and this and it explains to you why it's not mezuyif mamish. It explains that it's kilul of perino.
The chayv of the Rashbam was saying that the Rashbam would say it's not mezuyif mamish because there once was a halva. Is it correct? Is that really saying what you think it's saying? It's ki'ilu loy perinu. As if the shtar was not paid off because I have a new alva. So you're saying that you can't say. Everybody's masking was paid off. Elamai, that the migoy is not a migoy which is primarily based on a sheker. As when I come into Beis Din, so, and I show the shtar, it's a sheker. The shtar was paid off. What would be if it was a shtar that was paid off 10 years ago? Well, you look at it differently. The Gemara doesn't seem to say it should be any different. The Gemara doesn't say, Techuf Miyad, he turned around. No, so what do you have to say? How you talking, ki'ilu lo yiparinu? No, what do you say? Go ahead.
I'm not sure if I'm just rehashing the same thing in different words, but I think the Rashbam will call that it's kahana kaina. So the point is the kilo for in the sense that this is a standing that he has, and therefore he can end up using the shtar collect, but not, again, you'll recognize the reason you're pointing out, but it's not as if it's not really a
and what standing does he have because of the shtar? The koach atana,
the
man that be
parua. The koach atana, what? The koach atana, he has this document that he collects with him.
Good, okay. So, with the l'chayr, what the Rashbam would be saying, the only way l'chayr you could say ki'ilu lo yiparanu is if we were to say. The next thing we'll say one of two ways, in a few ways. If we were to assume that there's some kind of umdana that when they reopen their chayiv, you shouldn't say reopen, when they established the chayiv, that everybody knew that I had a shtar. Because everybody knows I was not given the shtar. We made alva. Could be last week, could be 10 years ago. And he gave me a shtar. So the normal thing is that when I pay back, you ask for the shtar back. Otherwise, I can come back and be gober from it. Shtarchem yodchem my boy. What's the label? What's the Orev saying? Orev has a shtar. And he owes him the money. So, when you paid me back, you and I know that I left the shtar be yodchem. So you and I also know that when you lend me money a second time and we don't make a shtar in it, you happen to have a tool, a koyach, a rye in your hands that you can easily moitzi mamon from me. So you go to the Beis Din, so what do I want to say? Paraiti. You have a shtar. Why didn't I take the shtar? So you could say there's some kind of an umdina on the malva and loiva to some extent are being semich in the shtar. And that just like we made alva on the smichos of an orvev, now we're making alva al smachtet yevarayin. I didn't ask for the shtar back. I'm not getting the shtar back. I'm not going to ask for the shtar back. So it's ki'ilu in our business with each other is kilo perinu. I'm giving you the ability to say kilo perinu. Right? Kevan de hodar shaklinu kilo loy perinu dami. Mechayv leformi. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not sure which one comes first, but if the woman knows that Benjamin plus Shibuya, so then can't say that there's an umdana that.
But he knows that, but he hasn't collected, she hasn't gotten the shtar back.
Yeah, but he also knows that the
Mala
doesn't have
a
right to collect that shtar.
He doesn't, but he'll be able to collect because the shtar was not paid off with Adam. And he wasn't paid off with Eidim, and he didn't get his shtar back. Is that, it's like, it's similar to the shtar money. So yeah, that's what the Ritva says. That's what the Ritva says. It's a sheker. Because Avlu B'yodai. But it's not a sheker kolkach. Because maybe that was part of their thinking. B'shas halva. Know what you say?
But he's denying it. It was Lopez.
In our case,
right.
Who's denying it?
The Lopez denying that he re-borrowed.
Yeah.
So why would it? So this makes it less sheker b'alma.
So the Malva's claim is that he owes me money, right? So the Migoy, so the question is, should we believe with the Migoy, right? So he claims that the way the Rashbam would say it, I think, he claims that he lent me money. He lent me money al smach this shtar shenim chashibudai. So I'm not coming to you with this shtar. But on the other hand, my migoy is not a migoy of bani al sheker gomer, because that was part of our understanding. Go ahead.
Whenever it says the understanding, it doesn't mean that the lobe is thinking that conceptually that the other guy he's not actually thinking that he's taking this halva based on a shtar, so much as
why shouldn't we say that?
Because I think it's funny, why would he do that?
He's. It's like I know you have won over me.
Right. So then, maybe the formulation that his awareness of the other guy's upper hand itself is a form of.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Because
otherwise,
he just
had
to ask, like,
no,
I don't want
it. But no, that's what I mean. The idea that I'm entering in a relationship where I know that you have, you'll be able to get the money from me. And on the other hand, when I pay back, I'll be able to say, I'm paying back, I'll tonight that you can return me the shtar. Or they're Adam, or you rebuff the shtar, or you write a shuver. So all we're accomplishing is that Avidi Barovin is saying, maybe to use the Lashon, whichever Lashon I'm going to use, when I come into Beis Din, so whatever Lashon you want to use, I have my first Taina. That's my first time the koyach v'chazokah that I have from this shtar. So it is a sheker gomer, it's a shtar mezuyif, it's a shtar almana, right? Or there's some evidence to it. Because that's what allowed us to negotiate the second deal. So the Ritva says, but it's still a sheker. So you can't build a vigoy on a sheker, even though that may be part of their umdana, but their umdana was based on somebody being a shakran. You can't, Rav Shimon's approach. You can't say that a taina, which is a taina's sheker, gives me a standing in Beis Din. Gives me nemonos in Beis Din. That's a stira. Because I know that you could be a shakran, because I know that you can come into court with a shtar, shenim chal shibudoi. So therefore, because I could have come into the basin with a shenim chal shibudoi, so Mbela, now give me them on us. Right, so that's what the Ritva, that's what the psak is. We could say it sharper and a little bit deeper, and this may take care of Ari's Zahar. There is a Mahalach Reb Chaim. It's primarily found in the stencil. I don't think it's in the Chibur. Reb Chaim says that we should look at every shtar as having, you know, like, Reb Chaim's approach b'chlal and shtar is, the shtar is as a life of its own. The shtar is as a nimsar raya b'yodai. So Reb Chaim's approach to shtar in broad terms. So Reb Chaim says, in addition to In addition to the shtar being edus on the halva, so the shtar carries with it a shibud in of itself until the shtar is returned. In other words, when I borrow money from you, So the actual halva creates its chayvus. And when I give you a shtar to prove that I borrowed money from you, so that shtar creates an additional eschayivus. So Pasha says it creates eschayivus to be given from Kucha. He says that's Pasha, right? But Rav Chaim says it creates an additional eschayivus that I'm giving you a raya, and I'm chayiv to you until you return this raya to me. So usually this extra eschayivus very rarely becomes expressed. Because in the normal course of events, so I'm not going to pay, I will not pay you back unless they've aid him there, unless I get the shtar back. So we wrap up all his chayvus at one time. But in the situation where we separate these chayvus, that's the shtar should nimchal shibudai. But I haven't collected the shtar back. That means that I opened up two eschayvuyas to pay $1,000. Eschayvus number one. Eschayvus number two, to pay $1,000 and allow you to go to my lekuches. Eschayvus number three, to get repaid in front of Adam. To take this tequila, take this this exposure away. So when you paid me back, and I didn't take this exposure away, so there is it. There still is a schayvus there. So that might be what the suffix of Rav Idi Barabin is. El kahai gavne kain shtar perua shen nimchal shibudai. So his lashon is Afa gab de perinu kevon de hoder sheklinu kiloi perinu dami heyois that I left the shtar biyadcha. Right. So before we said it was an umdana. That's what Simi was saying. Yeah, but it's an umdana. That is going to be, it's an umdana, it is an expressed umdana. We said no. But it's an umdana that the halva may not have happened the way it happened if not for the shtar. So now I'm saying a little bit different. Then maybe that according to Rav Chaim, there is some mischaivus which is still beyond. Hamalva. Lani is daiti. Ashtar shit nimchal shibude. Biyodi shol malva. Could the malva charge a loaf of money to take the shtar back? That's not all in Ribbon's shilas now. Right? The malva will be charged a loaf of money to take more. So probably a problem of Bach Ribbon's or something. But put it aside from Bach Ribbon's back. So it could be that according to Rav Chaim, if there would not be a problem of avak ribis, that there is a value. Why? Because it's ke'ilu we didn't wrap up our initial deal. Our initial deal was that the initial deal was I'm borrowing $1,000, and in exchange for the $1,000. So you're giving me, you have eschayvus, right? And you're signing a document that'll allow me to be goyve for you and for Malkuchas. Right? The understanding is that our relationship is terminated when you pay back $1,000 bif ne'edim, or when you pay back $1,000 and get the shtar back. Now, I paid $1,000. We haven't finished our relationship yet because the original deal has not been fully terminated. So Rav Chaim expresses it. It's in Shavuos. The end of Shavuos. So it could be based on what Rav Chaim says. Based on what Rav Chaim says, this issue of Rav Chaim is to great extent the machlokes between the tum and the nesivas. Why is a shtar shen nimchal shibudoi valueless? So the tumim says because the edus of the shtar is entirely exhausted. And the nesivas says no, it's not correct. The shtar is exhausted because you're thinking of the edus being an edus on a maisalva, and that maisalva is entirely being terminated. And the yischayvuyas of that maisalva are entirely fulfilled. But the nesivas is not correct. Because the edus of the original halva was not an edus on a maisalva, it was an edus on a shibur, on a choyim. So what's over the nesivus is saying something along the same lines as Reb Chaim. The original choyim is not fully exhausted. So l'chore, that's an alternative way to explain the Rashbam's understanding of Revidi Rav and Sofek. That there is some MS over here. So the Meila Yudah Rabban says, the fact that I come into Beis Din with a shtar shenimchal shibudi, however, in this case, the shtar shenimchal shibudi can be used incorrectly to be goyve correctly. Right? Maybe it's ki'ilu loy perino. That's his case. It's different than my previous cases. My previous cases, there was no question that the piece of paper that I'm presenting did not relate to the choyv the money I wanted to collect. But in this case, the piece of paper that I'm coming to Beis Din with, there is still some unfinished business. So Mimela, when we made the new alva, so that new alva we can relate it to the old, to this shtar that's alive. It wouldn't be a shtar chas v'yalma. And Yisus says no. Yisus said that's how we paskin. That's what the shach says between the small. This is a rai that we paskin that shtar shenimchal shibudoi. Even though I didn't collect the shtar and I didn't do it in front of Yisus, but for whatever reason, either you say that we don't accept Rav Chaim's chiddush, and when the loan is paid up, the shtar is a dead shtar, or you say the way the Tumim says it, because that which this shtar testifies was for my salvo, which is finished, or they can say we accept Rav Chaim's chiddush, but that's in the Sivus's next step and says, but a shtar that is botlo mitzosa, let's find the polo botlo mitzosa. So that's no longer a shtar. Edus should only give you half the information, half of the ramifications. It's not an edus. No, go ahead, Yaakov.
That was only
Rabbi Sofek. Why this may be a little bit different. And Kuf Ayin Gimel, the Rashbam over here says just two more words in the Rashbam. The Rashbam, the first of the widest lines, says, "Kigoyin orev kablan inabikain she'omer amavu b'shas alva mimisha eretze efra." So those are details in Hilchas Orev, not really our sugya. And Kuf Ayin Gimel Beis, the long Tosfos, that says that there are four or maybe five different kinds of orev. Chomesh midos ba'arvos. So the points are all different levels of ischayvuyos that the orev gets involved with. What's the ischayvus of the orev? Reuven's borrowing money from Shimon. All right, fine. So I tell Shimon that I will guarantee Reuven's loan, right? Right. No. So comes 2 months go by, 3 months, 4 months go by, and the Orv in the levy didn't pay. The Malva comes to me and he says, you guaranteed? And I said, I guaranteed, yeah. What do you mean guaranteed? I was telling you, he's an honest guy, he's a nice guy. I trust him. I would lend him money. But I owe you money. I didn't borrow any money from him. You know, star against me. What's trying to guarantee? So on what basis can he bring me the basin? I didn't borrow any money. So what's the basis of this chayvus of an orev? And how far does this chayvus go? So the Chachamim explained the basis of the chayvus of an orev. Yeah, the truth is, it's a, also in the Maseches Kiddushin. Like in the Shonis in the Gemara by Orev Ebi Kanani, is that the Malva only agreed to lend money because of my guarantee. Right? It's almost like a Chiyuv Poyalim. You did something you wouldn't have done if I would have guaranteed it. So the basis for my Shibud is the fact that the law took place because I said I would guarantee. So since the halva only took place because of my guarantee, so that creates a shibud of me as well. You only might see moment, because I said it's a similar thing. Lagavi schar poyelim. The moment if you hire me to work, it's the moment I begin to reasonably prepare and spend money on the job. That creates the schayvus. Maserchas apoyelim. I leave in the morning. And I get onto the bus to go to your job, there's a schaibus already. If I might see, if I expend because of you, that creates this schaibus. I didn't benefit bichlal. So I didn't benefit from your money. I didn't take a cent from you. But you were a moitzi moment because I said, you lost money because I said that you should make this halva, that I would take care of it. That's the basis of my schaibus. Now, how far does that go? So that's what Tosfos says, that depends on the deal. Whether I said that I would actually I could be your first call, or only if your second call, so Rav Shbam says over here, it must be an Orev Kablan. Why an Orev Kablan? Because L'chaira, over here the Leiv has money. The Leiv ended up paying. Right? The only argument, he's only arguing about the new loan. So that means that, so why did the Orev end up paying? So the Orev, if the Orev paid when he wasn't mechuyev to pay, then he has no time against the loiva. If the orev wasn't orev kam, the orev told the malva, look, if the loiva has nothing to pay from, he has mamish nothing, he's no karkoy, no lekuchas, then come to me. And I want to be a tzaddik, and I pay when the loiva has money, when the loiva has lekuchas, so then I can, the loiva can, I can dismiss me. I can say, I had no business to pay. That wasn't part of the deal. So I was mishalim moment shel chaveira. So that's what the Rashbam says, Orev Kablon. Or Bishas Halvom Mishaer Tzefra. That's two of the 5 meters of Kuf Gan Gimon Beis. Make one more over the Muki Yosef and the Rosh, which is in terms of the chayv of an Orev. question is, when the Arev holds the shtar, why is it a valid shtar? Arev is holding a shtar between the Malv and the Loiva. So, when the Loiva comes to the, when the Arev comes to the Loiva, Arev Kabla. So, why is the shtar a raya for the Arev? No, so what did you say? Who's the pashtus? I don't think that he's in the shtar. I think that would be part of the different dargis of right, in this case, the Rishonim, because Rishonim all say it's the must be Shtar's Kabalti. Right? The Nebuchadnezzar says it, along many Rishonim say this. Umariki going to Kosim loy ha malves Kabalti. Vinosan lois chusai. Holav hochi. Afal pi shishtar achoim yetsi mitachas yada orev ena goive boy. Kevun shaloive loyay mishuve boy se shtar lo orev. Ela malve. Labrai klal loymar hashtarcham deshema pikodinu etzlo. So the Mokhi Yosef says, he spells it out. The Mibos spells that it has to be ki'ilu v'skabal. In other words, when the Arev comes to Bezen against the Loive, he comes with, according to Bidva, I think two documents, two shtaris. One is the shtar of the Loive to the Malva, and the other is the shtar of the Malva to the Orev. It's Gabaldi, you pay me up. Right? So then Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says it has to be that way. Why? Because V'nosem lois chusay Holav hochi, if there's no Gabaldi Aval pi shtar achoy v'yitzi mitachas yada Orev. That's what the Rashbam would say. Rashbam does not require a shtar iskabalti. The Rashbam is saying, shtorcha biyodi my boy. How did I get the shtar? Why should the Malva have given me a shtar? So the Rashbam and Mukiyesh says that's not good enough. Kevon shalayvel yoyim meshuvim biyos a shtar. Elu la Malva. So lav rai klal. The Shema Pikodin was. When he says, Shtorcha b'yani my boy, he says, you got us a Pikodin. So the Chodin is a machlegis between the Rishonim, machlegis Mukhi Yosef and the Rashbam, between the Rashbam, is whether the Shtar Halva, when it's in the hands of the Orev, does that serve as a Shtar Rayana? Even by an Orev Kabbalah. So, l'chaira, this could be machleiv l'shitase. If we hold, like the Ritva prefers, that the shtar in and of itself has absolutely no value. It's mash shenim chal shibudai. And the moment there's a payment, well, not only shenim chal shibudai, but we say, it's a chasmi yalma, and we say, bogum sotu bo l'kula. So then, the fact that the Orev is holding the shtar, so that means that the shtar in and of itself, once it's separated from the Eschayivus, the shtar is valueless. Ad kirei kach, then you'll tell me, shtar yichu my boy? Could be. But the fact that you're holding the shtar, that doesn't mean anything. Normally, the person who's holding the shtar comes raya b'yode. Right? So if you have a shtar, that in itself, the fact that I'm holding the shtar, that gives me nemonus. The fact that that I'm holding a shtar that has your signature in it, that says you owe me money. So that gives me them onus. So you can't say, yeah, maybe he's a shtar pikudin. You have to bring the raya. I have two aidim saying you owe me money. You want to say it's a pikudin, you have to bring a raya that's pikudin. So apparently the Rashbam says that if that I'm an orev, so it's the fact that I'm an erechana, if I wouldn't be an orev, so I'd have to bring some raya that I was kind of the shtar. Right? That's the voice of the Mesir. I have a shtar, and the shtar is really between Reuben and Shimon. I have to bring a raya that I bought it from Shimon. But apparently, according to the Rashbam, when it comes to an Orev Kablon, or an Orev, in Eretz Ephra, so the Rashbam apparently says that in that case, if the Orev holds on to the Shtar, so there is some, that he has, then the Orev has the Ne'amonos that the Shtar awards them. So that could be the Rashbam Shitosa. If we're correct in saying that according to the Rashbam, the fact that Reuben is holding on to a Raya, even after Nimchal Shibudai, either you'll say because of an Umnina, or you'll say because of Reb Chaim's Malach. So Mimbele, you can understand why the Rashbam would say that the Shtar itself has a Raya attached to it. Mimbele, if I'm holding on to the Raya, so I can come and say, if the Raya was given to me, and I was the Orev, so Mimbele, I can now come to the Leiva and say, Shtorachom Yodi, my boy. Because the Shtar represents, even after Nimchal Shibuli, the Shtar represents his chayv is to complete it in front of Adam. So if I'm holding on to a Shtar, so if I'm not the Orev, so then he can say to me, Shtorachom Yodi, in other words, I have no indication why I'm holding on to the Shtar. So I have to have a raya that I bought it. But if I'm claiming that I'm an Orev, and that's not up to debate. So now the Machloikis, the Muki Yosef, and the Rashbam, whether the Loive can say to the Orev, Shtorcha, whether the Loive can say to the Orev, then we'll be called Neslecha. Whether there's a machlokes Rashbam Nuki Yosef, whether the Orev is able to say Shtorchav Yodimai. So I'm wondering whether that's really a hemshach of the previous machlokes. That if you look at the Shtar, and the Shtar is using the phrase of the Tumim, the Shtar is Raya and Amai Salva. So l'chaver the Orev was instrumental in Amai Salva. But the Orev is not the party that my salva. So the difference between the Orev and the third party is significant, but not significantly other than my salva. Mashena Kane, if you'll tell me that the Shtar itself, in addition to the my salva, it's Eidos on a sheep, in addition to that, the Shtar itself is a raya. The holding of the shtar is a tool gvia, a tool that even when it's being paid, there is still, it hasn't been paid in front of Adam, so then it stands to reason that the Orev, who may be a party in the Shtar, certainly Orev Kablon, who may be identified as one of the parties, not the chief party, but the second party, that when he's holding on to the Shtar, that the Loive can't dismiss him, that it's Bikodin Bialma. If it's only in the Maisal Va, the Orev is not, didn't participate in the Maisal Va. But if the shtar is more than the ma'is halva, if the shtar is the phrase of the nesivus, it's a raya on the shibut on the schayvus. So the orev does is a party to the schayvus. He was not a party to the ma'is halva. But mela, if the orev is holding on to the shtar, and he was a party to the schayvus. So the loiva can't blow him off by saying that because of the alma, looks like he can't blow off the malva. Good. So I think those are the always that are oil from this little sugya. Please try to do the next sugya. Try to get to Lamed Gimel on the base, the very top, and Wednesday. Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll probably discuss the top. We'll see. The Sugya of Taninim. The Tosfos of the Ramaz Cholmigoy. And then we have the Sugya of Krivei the Ravidi Barovin. It's also more Ha'oros on Yerush. There's an important Wachanim on that. But let's see if we can. Let's see. So that's because the Gimel and Aleph is all about Yisayimim and Yerush. Let's see what to discuss in the Tanina. And give us an opportunity to discuss Tanina. Okay. Anybody see my beaten up Kavis? It seems they've misplaced it. Was that?
Not yet.
Makes sense.